Good afternoon and welcome to Cultivating Hearts Radio Ministry. We're in the radio station today and we have a new person with us, Beth.
Hello.
Yay, Beth!
And sweet Tara and myself, Sandy. We're missing a few, so please get well. We're starting a new series today and it's going to be all really exciting. It's about the call of the disciples and how Jesus went out and just said, follow me. And our Tara series is called On Making Disciples. I'll get this right pretty soon. And it's on John 1, 35 through 51. And I'm just going to ask Tara to just continue with our beautiful study that I know she has just God's wisdom to share with us.
God's word is powerful. Mm. It's sufficient. First off, I just want to say God has taken this particular lesson and he's ministered to me in a special way in that he allowed me the privilege that I have taught it now in several different places in the last couple of months. And it's just a very tender passage to my heart because as I have gone through it, he's revealed things to me very clearly. And I have just used the simple method of taking the passage, preparing it to tell it in my own words, and then just asking the questions. I did not and have not looked at commentators as I prepared this for this series. That's one of the rules I've had upon myself as I wrote this particular series. I did not. And this morning, I thought, well, why don't I go and look and see what a commentator had to say? And the very first paragraph of John MacArthur's Bible commentary, it was the exact same thing that God had given me. And I just looked at my husband and I'm like, Greg, you were at the class when I taught it and it was fresh. And he goes, that's amazing. And so I want to share that because if someone would like to learn how to communicate God's word in their own words and the process of using questions and answers, contact me at tararye.com, cultivatinghearts.org, or through the Open Door Mission, and I will gladly give you the information and how to prepare because it does teach you in such a way that God speaks directly to you and you don't have to hear from someone else. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to share that up front. Okay, so today we're looking at John 1, verses 35 through 51. And oh my goodness, last month we recorded about how the temptations of Christ and how Satan came at him, and with every temptation, Jesus used the word of God. Mm-hmm. Well, it's reached the point where John the Baptist was sent to prepare the way for Jesus. And as Jesus' ministry is about to begin, it is time for John's ministry to end. It's now time for John to be releasing his disciples to Jesus and giving testimony to that. And so the increase of Christ and less of John, which is something that John later praise in a passage of scripture. And that's what leads us to this point in our story. So in John 1, verses 35 through 51, the Bible tells us that one day that John, as he was out with his disciples, he saw Jesus coming toward them. And he said, look, there's the Lamb of God. Well, when the disciples had heard this, they turned and they followed Jesus. Well, when Jesus realized that they were following him, he turned to them and he said, what do you want? And they were like, teacher, where are you staying? And he said, come and you will see. Well, it was about 10 a.m. and they left and they followed him and they went and they stayed with him the rest of the day. Well, Andrew was one of those men that heard John say that Jesus was the Lamb of God. And he immediately went to his brother, Simon Peter, and he said, come and see, we have found the one called Messiah, the one called the Christ. And Andrew took Simon Peter with him to go see Jesus. Well, as they were walking up, and Jesus looked, and he saw Simon Peter, and he said, you are Simon, the son of John. But from now on, I'm going to call you Cephas, which means Peter. Well, it was the next day. And it was time for Jesus. He decided that he was going to go to another region. He was going to head out to Galilee. And he came across Philip. And he looked at Philip and he said, come, follow me. Well, Philip was from the same area as Andrew and Peter, but he went to his friend, Nathanael. And he said, Nathanael, come and see. We have found the one that Moses and the prophets had written about in the law. And he's Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Well, at that point, Nathanael's like, the son of Joseph. I mean, from Nazareth, I just messed up. From Nazareth, can anything good come from Nazareth? Mm-hmm. And as they were walking up, Jesus saw Nathanael coming to them, and he looked out at the disciples, and he said, you know what? That is a true Israelite, and nothing in him is false. Nathanael was like, how do you know me? How is it that you know who I am? And Jesus looked at him and he goes, I saw you when you were sitting under the fig tree before Philip ever called you. And Nathanael at this point declared, teacher, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. Mm-hmm. Well, at that, Jesus looked at him and he said, you believe because you have heard and seen. And he goes, but I tell you, you shall see greater things than these. You will see the gates of heaven open up as the angels ascend and descend upon the Son of God. Mm. May God honor the telling of his word. Mm. Now, what we have to understand is that as the call begins to happen to the disciples, they are called to let go of things that they know, and then they are opened up to see things that they had never seen. And so this is our passage. Now, I wanted to point out, I said something as I was telling the Bible passage, just sometimes things come out wrong. And I was sharing this at the Open Door Mission the other day, you know, that sometimes we have where our mouth will just say something and it's not what we intended to say. And so that happened to me as I told the story. The key is you just say, oops, I messed up. You clarify it, go back, and then you move on. You don't sit there and, like,
worry about it.
It's just, we all mess up. It just happens. But, and so here we have this amazing opportunity happening where Jesus' ministry is starting. Mm-hmm. And he begins to look at them and he starts calling. So what we're going to do, and Beth, so that you are aware, I know you've been with me countless times at the mission, but what we're going to do is I'm going to walk through the story. I'm going to ask you two questions. And you two are going to answer the questions to tell me back the story.
Oh, okay.
Okay, this is learning how to practice the path of the story we just went through. Okay, so John the Baptist, he's, and depending on your Bible, my Bible says the baptizer, whatever. He's the one that was out baptizing, making disciples, preparing the way for Jesus. He was standing with his disciples, and what happened? Who did he see?
He saw Jesus.
And immediately he proclaimed what?
Here comes the Lamb of God.
The Lamb of God, yep.
Okay. Upon hearing that he is the Lamb of God, what did John's disciples do?
They turned and followed him.
Yes.
Was there a question? Was there hesitation?
Nope.
No.
It was immediate?
That always amazes me. No hesitation, just go.
No,
just boom.
No questions. They didn't even think to themselves.
Right.
They just went.
Mm-hmm. All right. So as they are following him, because they didn't even really let Jesus know, it's just Jesus's, they're like, there's the Lamb of God. And so they turn and they start following him. And Jesus realizes, Scripture says, when he realized, noticed they were behind him. What did Jesus say to them? He looks at them and he asks them a question.
Yeah, what do you want?
He asks them, what do you want?
What do you want?
What do you want?
I should like that.
And so he looks at them and he says, what do you want?
Mm-hmm.
And the disciples call out. And this was not the response I expected. I was expecting to say something they wanted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But what did they ask him?
Then they asked him about, they said, Rabbi, where are you staying? I thought that was interesting, too. I'm thinking, where are you staying? What an interesting question they would ask Jesus.
Mm-hmm. We'll go into that in a little bit. Remind me later so I don't forget to answer that, because we want to keep going through the story. But we'll kind of go into that in a second to explain that. And so Jesus says to them simply,
Come,
and you will see. So they go, and they stay with him. They stay all day, and the Scripture actually tells us it's about 10 a.m. in the morning when this happened, and so it's a long day of following and seeing where Jesus is at. Well, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, he's one of them that heard John the Baptist tell them and that he was the Lamb of God. And what did he immediately do?
He went to find his brother.
It was immediate. Mm-hmm. It says immediately he went to go tell his brother. Not only did he go to tell his brother, but he said something specifically about Jesus. What did he say?
We found the Messiah.
Mm-hmm. The Messiah.
The Christ.
The
Christ.
The one called Christ. Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay. Keep that in mind, because in a little bit I'm going to go through and we're going to examine the different titles that are given in this passage. Mm-hmm. Okay, so as he calls him out, and then they start to go, and Simon Peter doesn't question, he just follows him. All right, Andrew, let's go see. Who is he? And
he believes his brother.
I mean, yes. Yeah. Well, I mean, he's excited.
Well, they're looking for the Messiah, and they're saying, here he is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they get to Jesus, and Jesus looks at Simon Peter. What does he say? He says something. He doesn't ask him a question. He actually says something about Simon Peter.
He knows who he is.
He's the son of
John.
Not John the Baptist. No. I want to clarify for anybody that's hearing, because there's two Johns in this passage. He says, you are the son of John. And he renames him. And he names him Cephas, which means Peter. All right, and later in Scripture, Jesus will even take that more in depth, but we won't cover that in this passage today. Okay, so the next day, Jesus decides it's time for him to go to another region in Galilee, and he sees another man. Who does he see this time? Do you remember?
Philip.
Yeah. And he looks at Philip, and it's pretty simple. He doesn't give an explanation. He doesn't say why, what he's going to do. He just, follow me. Two words.
Follow me.
Two words. He doesn't even get come. It's just follow me.
It's an order. It's direct.
It's a command.
It is. You know, it's kind of interesting. And so Philip then, nothing, no explanation or anything, immediately goes and he gets Nathanael. And he proclaims something about Christ in this passage. What does he say about Jesus? He speaks to...
He talks about how Moses had wrote about him. And he also talked about the prophets.
Okay, the prophets' proclamation. Moses is written in the law.
Yeah, Jesus of Nazareth.
Yep. Names him as Jesus of Nazareth.
Son of Joseph.
The son of Joseph. And that you want to keep as well, because those are some titles that are given about Jesus. And we've always talked about the importance of recognizing a name of God. Yep. Well, this is when Nathanael says what?
Nazareth? Can anything good come from there?
You know, at the day we did this at the Open Door Mission, I go, do you guys know any place called Nazareth? And they're like, yeah, North Omaha. Yeah. Everybody has their place that they will say is their Nazareth, okay? Mm-hmm. And so that's something we can relate. All right, when Jesus saw Nathanael, he looked at the crowds and he proclaimed a truth about Nathanael to the crowds. What did he say?
He said he saw him sitting under the fig tree. Before.
Let's go before that one. There's something that's said before that. So Nathanael says, Nazareth, can anything good? What happens then? Jesus looks at Nathanael, and he talks to the crowd before Nathanael has actually.
He says, this is a true Israelite.
Yep.
And there's nothing false.
Right. So he's an honest man.
Okay. And that's when Nathanael's like, how do you know me?
Mm-hmm.
What? Mm-hmm. And then that's when Jesus says.
I saw you under the fig tree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, he's sitting under the fig tree.
Before Philip called
him. Yeah, I love the before.
I like that too.
All right. And so, and I love the fact that he even uses the term called.
Right.
Because it is a calling that was given to him. Is that cool?
That's very cool.
And so then Jesus then looks at him. All right, Nathanael, excuse me, now makes a declaration. And what does he declare about Jesus? He gives three titles.
Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
King of Israel.
Yep.
There's one at the very beginning.
Teacher.
Yeah, that's still an important title.
Yeah, yes.
Okay. And then Jesus then finalizes this out. Okay, he says to them, okay, you believe because you have seen. I have told you I have seen you, but you're going to see greater things than these. You're going to see what? I tell you the truth, you'll see.
The heavens open.
Yep. And what's going to happen?
Angels of God ascending down upon Jesus.
Okay, and descending. Ascending and descending. It's the coming and going of the angels upon Jesus. All right, this we've gone through it now twice.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's begin. What we're going to do is for, you know, we have just 4 minutes left. It's amazing how that takes so much time. But it's important to set that because our goal is that we're trying to prepare ourselves in such a way with the Word of God that it's so settled in our heart that when we're done, you guys, Beth and Sandy, will be able to leave the studio and be able to tell this passage in your own words. And if someone takes the time to listen to all four radio shows, doesn't just catch it on the radio, they as well will be able to communicate the Word of God in their own words. And because that is what the command is to do, is to go make disciples. And that's what we're doing. We're learning how Jesus made disciples. One of the things that I'm going to have us focus in on is we're going to call out and we're going to name all of the disciples. But because we only, I mean, the titles that are given for Jesus, but because we have such a short time, I want us just to quickly focus in on who told who. All right, let's start at the beginning, and I want us to think through how many conversations happened with different people, and who were the people that led the conversation to point someone to follow Jesus. And that can include Jesus being the one pointing to himself. Okay? So as we open up this passage, who is the first person we see pointing?
John the Baptist.
All right. Okay, and so then we have the disciples. And as the disciples are following Jesus, who points out? They go and they're following along. Jesus asks them a question. So who is the pointer at this point?
Andrew? Simon Peter?
Okay, that will be our next one. Andrew's going to point to Simon Peter.
Jesus?
But I'm going to give you,
Jesus
actually points to them. They ask a question, where are you staying?
Yeah.
And he points. He goes, follow me and you'll see.
Yep.
So Jesus at this point, he's pointing to himself. So we have John the Baptist pointing the way. We have Jesus pointing the way. The next one is Sandy, you said.
Simon Peter.
It's Andrew pointing to Simon Peter. Right. And at this point, we don't see Simon Peter pointing to anybody, do we?
No. Never thought about that.
No.
Mm-mm. You're right.
At this point, he is a receiver. He's not a proclaimer.
We have to remember that, too. Sometimes we are the receivers and not the proclaimers.
Right. We're not always the one that's...
That's good.
Yeah, that's doing it. That's good. All right, and so then next, who's the next person that... is told about Jesus after Simon Peter?
Well, Philip.
And who told him?
Well, Jesus.
Yeah.
We go back to Jesus.
So, Jesus, twice in this passage, Jesus is the one that's pointing. Okay, now then we have Philip, and Philip immediately goes to
Nathaniel.
All right, we have John pointing to the disciples, Jesus pointing to the disciples, Andrew pointing to Philip, Andrew pointing to Simon Peter, Jesus pointing to Philip, and then Philip to Nathaniel. We have five accounts of the communication of what it to come and follow Jesus. Real quickly, just have a few seconds left. What does that tell us? Is Jesus going to do it the same with every person?
No.
And is he going to have it be by the same people for every single person?
No. Nope.
It's going to be a little bit different. It might be Jesus doing the wooing. It could be another person doing the wooing. It can be a person pointing, a person saying, come.
Chain of reaction.
Yeah. And so the key is the response. Mm. What is the response of every single person?
To follow.
To follow. So today, as you've just listened to this Bible passage, and we've gone through it twice, and we've pointed out this quickly, how are you responding to Jesus when he says, come, follow me? God bless. We're so glad you're listening to Cultivating Hearts. Take care.